My background's actually running a Vodafone franchise within Fife, so we've got the Dunfermline and the Glenrothes Vodafone franchise, and with everything being shut and retail taking a massive hit with that, I'm not really very good at sitting and having furlough and wasn't really active, so looked for other sort of business ideas that I could sink my teeth into. I came across a business model that was used in Barrow in England, which was Barrow Eats. And what they were doing was they were taking or the exact same thing as what we do and take a localized version of an app and try and take on the national change. The more we researched into it, the more that it ticked a lot of boxes for me in terms of, gives the opportunity to give back to the local community. Obviously, with it being during the pandemic, internet sales were increasing, especially food sales, because it was the only way people could really treat themselves. So, it seemed a really interesting opportunity to go into. My business partner, Billy, has a lot of ties within the takeaway industry as well. So, we kind of tied in both of our knowledge by having our model and being very transparent with our fees, being 7.5%, it's enough to allow us to support these businesses, get enough money to reinvest back into marketing for them. So one of the things we find is that both Billy and I have sales and marketing experience, but a lot of our local takeaways are just that. They are chefs, they are takeaway owners, they're small businesses that maybe don't either have the time or the expertise to be able to market the fantastic things that they do. So what we try and do is also offer, a platform where they can shout about the fantastic things they're doing or new restaurants opening. Some really good examples of that would be Black Box Burgers in Rosyth. We helped them launch and really got them their name out on the map. And don't get me wrong, their food's fantastic, so that really helps. But in terms of getting their name out there at the start, it was a really good partnership between the both of us. The majority of restaurants in the last 3 months have all had to do some form of price increase. Now that's not because that they're looking to take any more money. There's a cost of living crisis, and that's impacted all parts of the supply chain. Simple things as even just the oil that they cook from has gone up dramatically, which is passing on costs. We would love to expand. I think that it's really important. There's only me and Billy within the business, so for us, service levels are really, really important. Making sure that we're on hand for our partners and our restaurants and any customer inquiries that come in as well. We have a shop, Sharice YouSave, and it's probably one of our most busiest outlets in terms of people purchasing everyday items, food, dog food, that bar of chocolate that you've been craving. And the fantastic thing that when we're working with them is they've committed to doing delivery in under 30 minutes. So that convenience message is certainly there. And we're open to speaking with any business that feel that they can run a delivery service to be able to service, people around them. And I certainly feel that that merging of still supporting local but doing it through the convenience of the internet is certainly an important part of business that will be going forward, is how local businesses can still have that online presence.